Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And this morning, a very interesting topic, but something that affects a lot of people. We're talking with Keegan Meyer. He is the owner, president, Springs Dry Eye Center. Good morning, Keegan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so glad you came in.
Yeah.
This has been a long-term battle for me myself.
Sure.
In fact, I'm to the point where I can't even wear contacts anymore.
Right.
And I was asking you before we started, so we're going to talk about what causes it. We're going to talk about how you can get help with it. And right. I mean, the fact that you guys opened actually a dry eye center
right.
really says a lot, doesn't it? That a
sure.
lot of people battle oh, yeah. this, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So dry eye disease, it's also known as ocular surface disease. It's a very complex condition. It's chronic and progressive. More than 50% of people that have it actually don't actually realize that they don't have symptoms, but they don't realize they actually have the disease itself.
Wow. And yeah. so it is considered a disease.
Correct. It is considered a disease. Yes, exactly. Chronic and progressive. So if you basically don't do anything about it, it will get worse. And it can get to the point of the damage that's done to something called meibomian glands is actually irreversible. So once the damage is done, it does not come back. They don't grow back. And so you basically can get to a point where you're on a drop regimen the rest of your life.
That's crazy to think
mm-hmm.
about. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
like I was telling you, like I've battled this for a long time.
Sure.
And I was asking you before we came in, is being in a drier climate, is this something you see more of that people
sure.
say here in Colorado may
right.
suffer from more?
Definitely. You're definitely in dry regions like this, like Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico. What happens is you basically have a deficiency of the oil that goes on the outer portion of the ocular surface. And when that oil is deficient, then when there's very minimal amounts or lacking of, basically you just have a tear film left, or your tear layer, and the tears will evaporate very quickly. So, in fact, a lot of people that have this disease, one of the symptoms, a major symptom, will be watery eyes. Their eyes will overwater. They go, I don't have dry eye. I have watery eyes. Well, actually, that's one of the biggest symptoms.
I did
because,
not know
yeah,
that.
Your lacrimal gland, it's hard to say, but basically is a gland that produces tears, and that will over, basically what happens is the body or the eye starts to realize that the cornea is starting to dry out, and so it'll start to overproduce tears, and so that's what basically causes that.
I had no idea
yeah.
that actually the watering
yeah.
eye,
because yeah.
sometimes I do that. I'm like, why is my eye just watering?
Right.
you know?
Exactly. A lot of people think the same thing. But even like when you're skiing, things like that, where you're getting
yeah.
up, we're in a colder region, things like that, or the wind's hitting you. Again, and 80% of people that have dry eye, 80% of them, the underlying cause of the reason why they have it is the meibomian gland dysfunction, or MGD. And that's that lack of oil. There's a dysfunction in the oil glands themselves. In your they're basically located in your lower and upper lids.
Right.
And that's what basically there's a dysfunction in there. They get clogged. And so all you have left, again, is just the tears on the eyes, which evaporate very quickly.
Now, you said one of the symptoms, again, your eyes actually water a lot. Are there other mm-hmm. symptoms for people to, you know, I always say, well, my eyes itch a lot. Is that a symptom?
Yeah, itchy. I mean, and like I said, sometimes it's hard to determine whether it's allergy or if it's dry eye.
Right.
But again, there's several different ones. I mean, blurry, fluctuating vision. Again, due to sometimes if your eyes are overwatering or if they're under, sometimes a refractive, the way the light actually goes through, hits that tear film, can cause issues with vision. Red eyes, burning, itchy. Foreign body sensation, like the gritty sand feeling type things.
Yeah.
Light sensitivity. Again, excessive tearing, like we talked about. Pain, soreness, tired eyes. You know, contact lens, people that wear contact lenses, obviously, when you wear those long term, you know, can definitely start to dry the eye out of the cornea and things like that. So you can get that dry eye feeling. So those are kind of just a few different. And again, the allergies will cause a role in this also.
Okay. So some of the itchiness.
Yeah.
Now, what age, is there a general age? And I know it's like probably generalizing this like many medical things
mm-hmm.
is hard to say and do. But with dry eye, because I think I started probably, I don't even know.
Sure.
A good 10 years ago.
And it's interesting because, you know, there is no age. I've seen, you know, patients come in again. As young as 16 years old that have damage to the meibomian glands. And it's because I think in this time of age, we're looking at computer screens, you know, we're staring at tablets, video games, all these different things that we're doing more of nowadays.
Yeah.
Where you're not blinking a lot, because one of the leading causes of factors that causes meibomian gland dysfunction, which again is the leading cause of dry eye, is that we're not blinking as much as we used to.
Right.
A lot of us are partial blinkers. But when you're not blinking all the way down, when you blink, when you come down, every time your eyelids come down and compress, that's what secretes that oil out onto the ocular
right.
surface. So if you're staring at a computer screen longer, you're playing video games, whatever it may be, tablets, phones, all these different things, you're not blinking as much. You're focusing and concentrating longer periods of time, which causes you not to blink as much, which again gives you that lack of oil onto the ocular surface, just leaving that tear film
right.
Open to the environment.
So and you said you've seen this as a teenager.
I've seen teenagers have it, like I said. So early as 16 years old, I've seen damage, but it's weird. I've had patients come in their 80s, and their glands are fairly functional and fairly decent. So you know, I've been asked, is it genetic, hereditary, things like that? That I don't know. Again, I'm not a doctor, just for the record. but as far as you know, like I say, I mean, it comes down to environmental factors. Aging does play a role. I mean, like I said, to a degree, but some people somehow their blinking has been better, whatever it may be, so their glands have stayed in a better, you know, they've aged better than others.
Right.
But again, this is something, again, it is progressive. So over time, if you don't take care of it, or you are a full blinker where you're compressing and getting the oils moving,
right,
those oils are staying stagnant within the gland or the pore above, it will start to clog. And as those glands start to clog, again, they're just little oil glands. As they start to clog, that oil will harden within the gland, and they'll actually start breaking off. You start losing these glands. And that's where I talk about irreversible damage. They will not come back.
That
will not grow back.
That is really scary.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what we're going to do, Keegan, is let's go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the treatments. Like you said, okay, drops. Sure. Mm-hmm. I've had plugs put in my eyes. Is that that's a thing, right? Plugs.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Does it really help? Right. And then other things that people can do. And we'll have more with Keegan Meyer from Springs Dry Eye Center coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. You may have it and not know it. As we are finding out this morning, we're talking about dry eyes, and joining us from Springs Dry Eye Center is president and owner Keegan Meyer. And very interesting, we were kind of talking in the break, Keegan, and we'll kind of break down my, you know, little time with dry eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, it is kind of a specialty, isn't it, for an optometrist, ophthalmologist to be like, okay, we need to look at dry eye.
Yeah, because a lot of doctors, I mean, they all know about meibomian gland dysfunction, and again, that meibomian gland dysfunction, because there's two types of dry eye disease. There's evaporative, which is the meibomian gland dysfunction. The second one is aqueous deficiency, which is a tear deficiency.
Okay.
So again, there's three layers of the tear film. And so basically, you have the lipid layer, which is the oil layer we talk about, then the tears, then the mucin. The mucin we'll talk too much about. But what happens is that 80% it lies on the oil. And so when that's deficient, again, that's what causes the problems. You may not know that you have it, things like that. And that's why doctors will say, listen, you know, we'll give you drops. Take the drops right here. We'll see you back. Some people get restasis. Restasis is very common from ophthalmologists because that's basically for the aqueous, for the tear deficiency.
Okay. And that's a prescription.
It's a prescription. And that one, the restasis, what it does is it overworks the lacrimal gland and basically produces more amount of tears for your eyes. But it doesn't cause the underlying problem or the cause of why you have dry eyes.
It doesn't address that.
It doesn't address it. And so all it's doing is just overworking that tear gland to try to give you more moisture on the ocular surface. When at the Springs Dry Eye Center, we're saying, hey, let's look at you holistically and find the root of the problem and treat that, so your eyes will start to work how they should for you instead of you having to work for them and have to do drops. And restasis can be $600 a month. It's expensive.
Well, and like you were saying in the first break, one of the indicators that you might have it is your eyes water a lot because it's trying to overcompensate, right?
Yes.
So adding more liquid may not.
Exactly. And it does work and it does help, but it's not treating the underlying cause. It's just basically like a pharmaceutical company giving you know, I'm giving you an Advil because you have a headache. You know,
now, right.
And again, will it help to cover the symptoms? Yeah, it band-aids it, because we've been conditioned as a society whenever we have a problem or a symptom of dry eye, we think of drops, right? We gotta need drops, put it on there. We're not thinking of, why do I actually have dry eye? What, you know, is there a way to actually treat the dry eye itself instead of having to spend money every single month on drops and just band-aid the symptoms? And in fact, it's only going to progressively, as we know, it's chronic and progressive disease, it is only going to get worse.
And the one thing I told you is I remember having it done, but they put plugs in and I don't even know, like on the lower lids.
Yeah.
And is that also a common treatment that you see?
It is very common. Again, it does help. I mean, all these things help, but again, it's just banding. So what the punctal plugs do is they put them in there in your tear, so it's your drainage. So your tears don't drain as quickly, you know. So basically that's what it's doing. It's trying to keep those tears more on the ocular surface. And again, they will evaporate. You'll blink them out. But it does help a little bit. Again, that's something that's very common, punctal plugs, the restasis, things like that. We see that a lot.
But like you said, it can just keep going and it just can progress.
It does progress. And that's why we basically, what we do is we do have a treatment.
Okay.
Because again, when you look at numbers, 80%, it fluctuates as far as where you look, as far as research goes, but it's 80%+ of people that have dry eyes because of the meibomian gland dysfunction. There's a deficiency of oil on the eye. So when there's very minimal amounts of oil on the outer portion of the eye, that layer, when it's gone, those tears are the only ones left, and so they evaporate quickly. So our goal is to basically, we do it something called LipaFlow. It is the only FDA-approved treatment Then Johnson & Johnson has just recently bought the technology about a year and a half ago from Tier Science. These doctors did create this back in 2010. They got the patent on it. But what it does is it's thermal pulsation. It's a thermal pulsation system basically that uses heat and pulsation, or I like to use the word massage, to liquefy the hardened oil that I talked about. That oil gets trapped.
Because it's trapped and built up.
Yep. And like I was telling you at the break, it's almost like the doctor, we like to use the analogy of a toothpaste cap being left off. You know, if those oils aren't moving, if you're not blinking and coming down and compressing those glands, again, that oil moving all the time because you're staring at a computer screen, what may be. So that oil will start to sit stagnant in those pores above the gland and it basically hardens. And so no matter how hard you blink, that oil is not going to come out. Just like the toothpaste cap. Mm. If you're not moving that toothpaste, it'll start to harden within there. And if you've ever done that before and all of a sudden try to get the toothpaste out,
and you're
it's not coming out. Hard as you can. So same thing. So this basically, it's a little mechanism that goes on the eye. It's a 12-minute non-surgical, non-invasive procedure. It's very simple and easy. And it basically goes in there, protects the eye because we do nothing to the eye. But these little rubber portions go over the upper and lower lids, and they heat up to 108 degrees. And they actually liquefy the oil within the gland itself. And then that pulsation or that massage, it starts to massage and secrete it out of the gland itself. That hardened oil is now liquefied, massages it out. And then over the next month or two, in fact, even 3 months, depending upon your body will start to reproduce the oil back into the gland itself. And as that oil reproduces back into the gland, the pores start to open up and the gland becomes functional again.
Huh.
And starts to secrete the oil as it naturally should, which again, in all terms, depending upon how many glands you have left, the more glands you have, the more successful this treatment is. You get that oil back on the eye, you're keeping the tears trapped in, you get rid of your symptoms.
Now, and this can treat the different kinds of dry eye, all the different kinds, right?
Correct, yes.
By doing this treatment?
Well, no, so this one's just for meibomian gland dysfunction. So again, the other 10% is that aqueous deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into things like that, that's where if you have an aqueous deficiency, that's where the restasis is going to be better because you have to get that gland working. There's other procedures that are less common. There's people with corneal disease, things like that, where you get into... More in-depth things. Again, I'm not a doctor, but again, our doctor does basically, if you get to that point, she will, her name is Dr. Michelle Senti. She'll basically evaluate what she thinks is best, whether we do it there at the clinic or we come up with another option for you.
Now, when you were talking about like it's surgical, non-invasive, and you said it takes about 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's non-surgical, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Non-surgical.
Yep.
Is this a treatment that has to be repeated?
No, that's what so here's what happens. So again, just like anything, there's extracurricular activities you have to do with it. Just like if you have a heart attack and they put a stent in, you can't go back to eating cheeseburgers all the time. You got to get healthy.
Right.
You got to eat healthy. You got to do certain things in order for you to live longer. So just like this, for the treatment to last longer, we do have you do like a heat compress at nighttime. We have you work different things into your everyday life. So
okay.
Like a heat compress at night. I like to put a heat mask on before bed for 7 to 10 minutes. And what I always tell patients is close your eyes and kind of squeeze. Get those oils moving, just like anything. You want that oil always moving. If you can keep that oil moving, it's not going to clog and the gland's going to stay functional and strong. We have you take omegas or flaxseed. We have you do, there's something called the Korb blink training. It's like a muscle memory training.
Hmm.
And it's as simple as closing your eyes, 1, 2, 3. Then you squeeze, 1, 2, 3. Open 1, 2, 3. That'll actually train your eye to start blinking fully. So you're doing full compression blinks instead of, as a lot of us, that's one of the things we test for when you come in is we partially blink. We don't realize it as we blink so fast.
Yeah, how do you know if it's a partial blink? Because when I'm blinking, I'm feeling like, okay, Keegan, I'm blinking,
yeah.
Right?
What
like,
I do is I stare at you really closely. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, Renee, are you just really blinking the way?
I just guess. No, but we actually have a machine that slows it down. Really, it slows it down and actually can tell you if you're blinking fully or not. And so that's something we look at in one of the pre-testing things that we do, that I actually do, because I'm when you come in, you see me first. And that's basically what I look at is, again, how thick is the oil layer on the ocular surface? And then the other thing I look at, are you doing full blinks or not? And again, myself and everyone I see most of the time are partial blinkers. And that's just how it is.
That's crazy.
And there's other reasons, too. Like I said, people get cataract surgery. It's very common. Things like that where they basically cut into your cornea. It desensitizes those nerves. And so over time, you don't blink as much. You don't need to blink as much. And so that can cause, again, the oil's not moving.
Right.
So that can cause issues with a dysfunctional portion of the gland or why it clogs.
Okay, we do need to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to have more. Is this treatment for you? We'll find out with Keegan Meyer. He is the president and owner of the Springs Dry Eye Center. That's coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today we are talking with Keegan Meyer. He is the owner and president of the Springs Dry Eye Center. And I'm so glad you're in today, Keegan, because I'm also asking you all my questions about my eye stuff, which is, you know, a double advantage.
Right,
that's why we had you on today, because it's like it is such an issue
right.
for so many people.
Yep.
Now, and just so people know, you guys used to be ABBA.
Mm-hmm, correct.
But as you were part of ABBA, you said you were seeing so many people
mm-hmm.
that that's when you said, we're opening up a separate center.
Yeah, it was just too much. And that's why, again, you don't see a lot of optometrists and ophthalmologists, because it's just another thing to add to it. It's an important thing to add.
Right.
But the problem is, like I said, at ABBA, what we did best is we did eye exams and we sold glasses. And so when you start adding all these extra things, which are great for the patient,
yeah.
it gums things up. And it's interesting. You get a lot of patients that come in and actually complain, even though we're doing something that's going to help them or move forward. They go, well, I'm there too long. I've been waiting an hour and a half. I'm there too long. I said, okay, I understand. Well, it is for the health, but it's up to you. So we decided to move it out and make it a specialty separate clinic by its standalone. It's the only standalone dry eye center in Southern Colorado.
Exactly.
And so we do specialize in it because I do find it very important. Because like I was telling you, again, a lot of patients, they don't have symptoms. They have damage. I mean, most people, I'd say 80%+ of the people have some type of meibomian gland dysfunction, but they don't have no symptoms. And when they finally do start to get symptoms, sometimes it's too late because we will get patients that come in, their glands are so far gone that the treatment itself would do no good for them because their glands have broken off and there's really not many glands left. And so if they were to do the treatment, it's not going to bring out much oil because there's nothing left. So they're on a drop regimen the rest of their life.
Wow. And that's the point you don't want to get to.
Correct. Exactly. That's why, like I was telling, just like anything, you know, good to get your blood work done every year. You're like a car, you know, go in. It's preventative,
measures
that you do to basically keep yourself healthy. And these are one of the things, just like eye exam, I was telling you, I can see fine. So I don't get my exam. Well, there's still a health check. So it's still important to get done because again, I've had so many patients come in and go, how come my doctor never told me about this? Well, a lot of doctors check for meibomian gland dysfunction.
See, and I didn't know that.
Yes.
See, because they tell you they're doing this thorough eye exam.
Comprehensive full exam, correct. Right. And they do, don't get me wrong, they do a lot of things. But, you know, they have, like ABBA Eye Care now, we have scanners that we actually check for the meibomian gland dysfunction to see if you have it. And then if there is, they send them out to us. But it's just important, like I said, because, again, I have so many patients that are so upset. They come in, they realize, they go, well, my doctor never told me about it. And some of them are so severe that the treatment won't do much for them. So they are on a drop regimen. And so they are kind of frustrated that they were never told or educated about meibomian gland dysfunction. And so now they are stuck with having to pay for drops every month for the rest of their life if they want to mask the symptoms.
Now, for somebody like me, and I'm sure you've seen all levels of this disease,
mm-hmm.
but for somebody like me who has, I've had plugs put in, sure. I'm on drops, and like I sometimes forget the drops.
Sure.
We do, right. like a lot of us do.
Sure.
And I've been told that I cannot wear contacts mm-hmm. at all, ever again.
Sure.
Is that something that, like, if I came in and got the LipiFlow treatment, that as long as there's not permanent damage,
right.
a possibility to correct that and move back?
And again, me not just for the record, not being a doctor, I'm not going to provide one or the other way. But I tell you this, is what we can do is if we can get your eye back to functional, to the functionality of the eye doing what it's supposed to do, getting the ocular surface, having the efficient tear and lipid layer on there, I don't see why not. If you have some type of damage to the cornea,
mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah, probably not. You might not be able to wear contacts. But if you didn't have any damage and you literally can get your eye back to 100% functional health, I don't see why not.
We've actually
had patients come in that can wear contacts again.
Really?
Just because they've gotten the treatment done. And like you asked earlier, how long can it last? It can last for up for many years if you do all the things.
One treatment,
as long as you do the things we tell you to do. Now, everyone's different. We've had some patients come in so far that we've had to retreat just because, and she did everything she was supposed to. It was just the way her body is and how the glands.
The glands were working,
But like I said, we'll take care of you. We want you this to work. And we do have patients come in that get the treatment done and think it's this miraculous type treatment. They're going to wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be glorious and it works. But that's not the case. It takes time, number one, for the oil to be reproduced back into the gland. It takes time for the gland to get functional and pores start to open. But usually after about 6 months, 6 to 8 months is really that golden period where you start to see that curve start to move up and your symptoms to get better and the functionality to start coming back. And as long as you're doing everything, like I said, that the doctor tells you to do, it can last for a long time.
Well, and like we have talked about, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for dry eye.
Correct.
The only one.
The only one. There's, like I said, there's another one. There's a light treatment I was telling you about. It's not FDA approved. I think it's like IOP or something. It emits light to the pore or to those pores to try to open them up,
mm-hmm.
unblock them. I heard it's painful. We don't do that. Again, it's not FDA approved. So again, the only thing that we're sticking right now is with we know that works, And it is, again, the LipoFlow treatment. And again, there's a, you know, heat compress and other things depending upon what you have. And we get a wide variety of people that come in. Again, most of it, 80% obviously is MGD. But when you get into the aqueous deficiencies and things like that, you may be on a drop regimen, Restasis or something like that, in order to try to produce more tears.
Yeah.
If you have a deficiency.
Now, and one thing you were telling me is because this treatment is looking so promising that other health organizations are looking at this, right, for mm-hmm. treatments for sure. individuals.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So like I said, the VA, I just got in touch with them the other day. So we are now approved to see veterans for the ocular surface evaluation. Again, so they can come in and basically I believe how it works is they do have to call the VA and then the VA calls and sets it up. TriWest will call us and set them an appointment. But they can come in and get evaluated. And it is covered through the VA, so they can at least see where they stand. And
right.
then from there, depending upon if they're a good candidate for the LipoFlow procedure, they can move forward with that if they'd like. And I'm even trying to get the VA to see if they would pay a portion of that, depending upon their budget and what they're, willing to do.
Yeah, because you know what? So many of us do.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm telling you right now, everyone almost, I don't want to say 100%, but I mean, there's 80, 90% above it has some type of dysfunction with the MGD, with the meibomian glands, whether it's very minimal or a large amount to the point where you're severe. But there's some type of dysfunction. And I haven't seen anyone yet that come in that doesn't have at least some type of little dysfunction. Everyone that we've seen so far. And I'm not just making that up.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have more with Keegan Meyer, owner and president of Springs Dry Eye Center. How do you get in touch? How do you know if you should go in and get tested? Mm-hmm. We've got a lot more with Keegan coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we are talking with Keegan Meyer. He is the owner and president of the Springs Dry Eye Center. And Keegan, I wanted to touch back really quick on the LipoFlow treatment mm-hmm. that you guys offer for sure. dry eye. And like we were talking about, the only FDA approved treatment. But I noticed something and I write a lot of notes when I talk to folks. 108 degrees. Does that hurt?
It does. It really doesn't. And like I said, the whole procedure itself is scary because nobody likes anything in their eye.
Right.
But you ask anyone that's had it done, at first they're a little freaked out. I do a proparacaine drop into the eye, which numbs the eye itself. And then basically the scariest, kind of weirdest part of the whole experience is me putting it into your eye. But once it's in there, you don't feel anything and your eye's numb. And the 108, you feel the heat, but it's not a burning heat or anything along those lines. So there's no pain. It's nothing along those lines. It literally, most people call it like an eye massage. That's why when I talked about, they call it a thermal pulsation system. The pulsation, I say it's more of a massage. And it literally just kind of massages, heats on that gland and massages. It just starts getting that
breaking
oil.
Breaking that oil, that broken
and
so, up
And nothing
oil.
Actually touches your eye. The only thing on your eye is that plastic portion that protects the eye. We're actually working on the lids.
Right.
So that's why most people, it's almost like a contact lens over their eye, so nothing's touching that.
Right.
For that to protect it.
Which is very interesting, the whole process.
Oh, it is. And like I said, most people, they're kind of freaked out, but it's not bad. Once you're done, it's like anything, it's like working out. You don't want to work out, you go do it. Once you're done, you're like, I'm glad I did it.
I'm glad I did it. Right.
So it's kind of like that. So it's not bad at all. I've had it done myself, and so it's not too bad.
Now, I'm assuming you guys have like a video of how the procedure works and everything on your website and stuff like that.
Correct. Yeah. If you go to dryeyecenter.com, we do have videos. Of basically how it works, what it is. We have a bunch of information on our website, but again, it's dryeyecenter.com. And you can go on there, you can, get our phone number, you can schedule an appointment, you can call us, but you can also get a lot of educational information that we got. And again, the company itself that we actually work with, it's now Johnson & Johnson, but the company is called tearscience.com. And they even have more videos on there. It talks about LipoFlow, MGD, and basically what that is and how it affects you. So that's something maybe look at either dryeyecenter.com, but also tearscience.com. They have a lot of information.
Tearscience.com.
Yep. That's the original company that started this and then sold it to Johnson & Johnson.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, me personally, having lived with this for a long time, when mm-hmm. I was so excited, I was like, wait, what?
Right. Oh yeah. Especially
there's a center that actually focuses on this.
Focuses on it. Like I said, we had it, we went do it separately and it is a small niche, but it's something I think that people need to know about. And the hardest part for us right now is just, it's education. I was telling you, is trying to get the word out there because people don't understand what it is. They understand dry eye and they understand that when they have dry eye, they need to get drops because that's just how we think of the two together to mask the symptoms. But no, we actually have a treatment for it. And so that's something we're trying to educate folks on. Listen, MG, you may not have any symptoms, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't at least come in and get checked.
Right.
Come in and see where you're at because if you, maybe you're, again, once once you get those symptoms and you get to that point where you have bad symptoms, it could be too late, and now you're on a drop regimen. You can't get the procedure done because it wouldn't do anything for you.
Right. And so. It's like we were talking about going to the dentist. It's like, me.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We just get lazy. A lot of us, you know, right, busy, like, lazy, all mixture together. And so we say, hey, you know what? I don't have any symptoms. So why do I need it? I'm not going to go do that. Out of sight, out of mind until it hits you. And then you're like, okay, right. I should probably go get checked out.
Right.
So we take our help for granted, you know, right. until it's gone.
Well, that's fantastic, though. I am very excited about it. Literally, when we were introduced, I was like, oh, hey.
Right.
I'm
right.
so happy to meet you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you're here today.
I can't wait
today.
For you to come in and see where you're at.
I know.
Because it's interesting. Because you look at it and see, you know, you may have tons of glands left, and that's great. But even I've had some people come in have tons of glands left, but they're all blocked. You know, and those are the best. Those are the,
right.
those patients are the best with the LipoFlow because they have a lot of glands, but they're all not, they're just functional.
Right.
And so once you get them functional, it's almost like the floodgates of oil come back out. And now they're going, they have the best results because over the next six to 8 months, as their glands become functional, they have all this oil that's going to start producing onto the eye. It's the patients that I tell you about where their glands have been blocked for so long that they've died off because the glands have broken. They literally break off.
Oh, that's scary.
And they have very little stubs left on their thing. And so they have no oil left. And so even if they get the treatment done, there's just not enough oil coming out. They don't see any night and day.
Yeah.
They don't see any results, even though there might be some more oil coming out. But it's very minimal. And again, especially like you said, being in Colorado in these dry regions where it's just the tear layer being left, it evaporates very quickly. That's why places like Florida and these other places, you know, you don't see it as much or the symptoms aren't as bad because it's fairly humid. And so the evaporation isn't as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give you a phone number and website again so
sure.
people can get more information. And I'm sure, I'm going to go check out the video to see how exactly it works and stuff
it's
like that.
Very interesting. You know, like I said, if you want information, go to dryeyecenter.com. We're Springs Dry Eye, but our website, I made it a little shorter. It's dryeyecenter.com.
Right.
Or you can give us a call at 719-596-2020. Again, 596-2020 to schedule an evaluation. Come in and see myself and Dr. Senti. And we do take all major insurances for the most part. And again, we can educate you and kind of get you an idea where you're at and if you need to be treated or not.
And where are you guys located at?
So I tried to be centrally located for most people. So I did. We got a location right off of Garden of the Gods and Nevada. So we're at 4465 North Park, and that's one word, North Park Drive. We're basically, when you take I-25 and you get off on Garden of the Gods, you go east one block.
Right.
That's North Park. And we're in the southeast corner in a tall building. It says swimming pool on it. It's attached to La Bella Vita Italian restaurant.
Oh.
We're on the second floor in Suite 208.
Well, at least you can go grab lunch.
Exactly. Well, it's nice. I do eat there quite a bit. So it's nice, you know. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Keegan, thank you so much for coming in today and explaining all of this. And because I was like, wait, we have to talk about this more.
Sure.
Because so many people.
Exactly. Yeah. The education is something that we're working on right now. Again, like you said, just to try to educate people and let them understand what it is. And know that it's a preventative thing they need to look into.
Right.
Again, if they have the time, which we all do, we can make time, but it's just a matter of doing it. So
yeah.
But I appreciate you, Renee, for having me. So.
Oh, I appreciate you coming in and telling us about it. Okay, and coming up, thank you so much, Keegan. And coming up tomorrow on the Extra, maybe you're around some family members over the holiday, and you may think that they may be showing signs of dementia. Coming up tomorrow with Catherine Hammond from Hammond Law Group, we're going to talk about what you do next. That's coming up tomorrow on the Extra on KRDO News Radio.